The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'll get this piece of food out of my mouth. It is Thursday, the 3rd of September, 2009. Well, we were waiting for somebody to doze it out there, and doze it they did. Maine has declared a civil emergency due to the H1N1. You can read that story on republicbroadcasting.org. And we were waiting. We saw Massachusetts already come up with the fines and possible jail sentences for not cooperating. But they had not come out and declared. It's like putting the cart before the horse, I guess. They didn't declare that there was an emergency, and that's why they're doing this. Well, Maine did it the other way around. They just out and declared the civil emergency. And I will get into that. And since I opened up the can of worms on the thing on Jimmy Trafficking that's out of prison right now for his crimes against his country. Well, when I read the bankruptcy of the United States, people want to know, you know, is that an act? You know, when you get on the air and you act a little mad, you know, is that an act? Is that just a persona that you're trying to portray? No. I actually got steamed when I read the bankruptcy of the United States. Now, every federal judge knows this, but 99%, probably 99 point whatever percent of people in this country don't know that we've been in a perpetual bankruptcy since March 9, 1933, and we've never come out of it. This is how they flipped the government around and started to administer and running the democracy. Well, we have a need, and our need is this, and well, we have fears, so this is Homeland Security, and, well, we're just going to do all of these things because we're justified. Really? Well, not the last time I checked the Constitution. Ah, but see, they're not paying attention to that anymore because the New Deal wasn't just about Social Security. It wasn't what Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave to the people. He didn't give us anything. He taxed us for it, or set up the mechanism to do it. But the real point of the New Deal was the bankruptcy, and the Congress being the due holder in court and administrator of said bankruptcy. And you thought we were having money problems just going on a couple of years now. No. No, they've been acting in accordance to what according to everything that they've done. They think they're doing business as usual. You know, it's amazing to hear the stories of the junior congressmen and senators that go over to Washington, D.C., and the good old boys get together and, well, they just tell them how things are done in D.C. Well, Jim Trafficking found out what is not to be done in D.C., but the guy never backed down, didn't take any deals. He served his whole 7 years in prison, and he's out now. And I can't wait to see what this guy's going to do next. It's going to be fiery than 1 minute speeches, I guarantee it.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bill Elephant sent me over an email. His real name isn't Elephant. I'm Elephant. It's Elephant. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. I will read that here in a second. Somebody that does history has written all kinds of history books. And Uncle Ben Shalom Helicopter Bernanke, he told us what he was going to do, folks. He was going to start throwing around money. And he did. Well, he was grilled recently on the subject of the Fed being audited. Now, this guy is not. He is very reserved. You've got to be a real student of body language, of somebody that is so tightly trying to control themselves that the pace of their verbiage, the words, the spacing, I mean, everything. He doesn't give you any indication. Now, obviously, this is radio. That's television without pictures. That's the one that came first. You can't see this. But listen to the response that he gives. And this is an overt threat. Now, if you remember what happened with this Congress critter from California on the TARP deal, his name was Brad Sherman. Sherman Oaks, California, that's where I guess his district is. I also will play that clip. Now, this is very telling, folks. Very, very telling. And there's a little verbiage on this. Warning, if you have anger management issues, don't watch this video. We face an inconvenient truth, not of the Al Gore type.
Majority of this Congress who has now...
This is John Duncan.
...who have now co-sponsored the bill to require audits of the Federal Reserve. Do you feel that the Federal Reserve is operating with too much secrecy and too much... refusal to disclose information that you have to other federal banking regulators.
Legislation is that if the GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions, that would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Let me back that up again. Just leave this mic open. Let me back that up again so you can hear exactly what he's saying. He's saying that the bankers will not be happy. And he's choosing his words very carefully.
GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions.
Wait a minute. This is an audit. This is not a political arena. This is not news commentators making statements. They're not going to be making any judgments. They are simply going to be auditing the books, which, by the way, in my estimation, 2010, by the end of 2010, ain't soon enough. This guy and all of his associated friends should be placed in the corner right now with dunce hats on, told not to move, face the corner. We're going to do the audit right now. Don't you move.
That would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation.
Which, let me stop here again, which Congress's its job and duties was for the coinage and the value of the money thereof, not to be taken over by a private corporation known as the Fed Reserve. Bernanke is starting to squirm. I've never seen him this animated. Of course, you couldn't tell.
...of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Those threats I just heard, how is an audit of the Fed taking over monetary policy? And if you remember, when Congressman Ron Paul was... questioning Mr. Bernanke, you know, he kind of made a flip statement to Ron Paul, said, well, you know, hey, if you don't like it, have Congress change it. Well, thank you, Ben. I think we will. Let's do the audit, not at the end of next year. Let's do it now. Let's have the Congress, once they find out, wait till they find out exactly what they've done. We're finding out. And these guys, these deadheads in the District of Criminals up there, are kind of dragging their heels a little bit. We are in the worst financial chaotic disaster this country has ever faced. And, we're going to do the audit maybe at the end of next year. Maybe it won't be ready until 2011, but maybe the first quarter, maybe before recess, summer recess of maybe 2011. You know how these political things work? No. We want it now. Because what it's going to show is the absolute debauchery and thievery by the bankers bailing out their banker buddies, bailing out AIG, money being funneled from one corporation to the next. They don't want anybody knowing where this money went. Congress just said, okay, well, we're going to vote some money into this thing. You want it. Well, yeah. Well, and let me... Here is Brad Sherman, and this is what they did over the TARP. They were twisting, arm twisting. They couldn't get the votes to pass the TARP. And Brad Sherman blew the whistle on this deal. And he said, look, you guys are fear-mongering here. Listen to what he has to say.
Oh, is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, The market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Well, let me just stop Uncle Brad there. Y'all shouldn't be voting on anything to tender any tax money or future payment made by taxation to the U.S. government to pay the private corporation. Take 1 week, 2 weeks, take a couple of decades, take a couple of centuries. Who cares? Because you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Now we're all sitting here going, well, gosh, you know, the deficits, they're just running crazy. And, well, Barack Obama's in there now. And, well, we're going to be facing for the next 10 years, trillion-dollar deficits every single year. Hello? These people over there that claim that they're representing you are not representing you. They're playing the game. And they have failed miserably. Now they're trying to put a Band-Aid on the gigantic cracks that are now appearing, and it's not going to work. The only thing the United States Congress can and should do right now is say, look, yeah, we're going to do the audit. We're going to find out how much damage you people have really done. Yes, and publicly apologize what our predecessors have done in this House, supposedly for the benefit of the people, almost 100 years ago. We screwed up. And now we're going to make amends. We're going to do the audit. We're going to find out where all the money went. And then we're going to pull your bank charter, and we're effectively going to put the Federal Reserve out of business. Because their number one priority, number one rule on their books, is to make sure that there is a stable currency for the people of this country. Gee, do you think a currency that's lost 98% of its purchasing power is a stable economic plan? I don't think so. And I've said this before, and I'll add a little bit to this, that the IRS was instituted at the same time the Federal Reserve came into being. Why? Well, the bankers just wanted, through taxation, they wanted a surety-type payment to make sure that there was a mechanism in place to keep paying the bankers, maybe a little bit on principal, but mostly interest now. Well, we can't even touch the principal, and we can't even touch the interest. Can't do it. And you can't retire a debt with a debt instrument. And if you don't understand that, start Googling right now on the Fed Reserve. You better educate yourself, because this is going to make you homeless in a very short amount of time. People are starting to wake up. But the question is, are they going to wake up quick enough? Are they going to wake up fast enough to ask the right questions? And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Any lawyer will tell you that, hey, I'm not going to ask a question in court unless I already know the answer. Or I can pretty much guess what the outcome of a response is to the question I'm putting. In other words, I'm not going to get up there and make myself look stupid. Well, we need to be asking these questions of our Congress critters right now, because all they're doing right now is they're trying to correct a mistake that they have made, and it ain't going to be possible. They're not going to correct this thing. The genie's out of the bottle. It is gone. Now, and as soon as I find my information assembled, oh, here it is. Laying on the floor. I'll be back here in a second. Oh. Pam Geller. She said, I'm a student of history. Professionally, I've written 15 books in 6 languages, and I've studied history all my life. I think there is something monumentally large afoot, and I do not believe it's just a banking crisis or a mortgage crisis or a credit crisis. Yes, these exist, but they are merely single facets of a very large gemstone that is only now coming into a sharper focus. I'll read you a little bit more of her opinion, and I'm going to lay down some facts on y'all right after this.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Something of historic proportions is happening. I can sense it because I know how it feels, smells, what it looks like, and how people react to it. Yes, a perfect storm may be brewing, but there's something happening within our country that's been evolving for about 10 to 15 years. The pace has dramatically quickened in the past two, that being years. We demanded and then codified into law the requirement that our banks make massive loans to people whom we knew could never pay back. Why? We learned recently that the Federal Reserve, which has little or no real oversight by anyone, has loaned $2 trillion. That's 2000000000000 and another zero. That's right, $2 trillion over the past few months. But will not tell us to whom or why or disclose the terms. That's our money. At least we're on the hook for it. Yours and mine. And that is three times the $700 billion we all argued about so strenuously this past September. Who has the money? Why do they have it? Why are the terms not available to us? Who asked for it? Who authorized it? I thought this was a government of we the people who loaned our powers to our elected leaders. Apparently not. We've spent two or more decades intentionally deindustrializing our economy. Why? We have intentionally dumbed down our schools, ignored our history, and no longer teach our founding documents. Why we are exceptional and why we are worth preserving. Students, by and large, cannot write, think critically, read, or articulate. People are not revolting, teachers are not picketing, school boards continue to back mediocrity. Why? We have now established the precedent of protesting every close election. We have corrupted our sacred political process by allowing unelected judges to write laws that radically change our way of life. And then mainstream Marxist groups like Acorn and others turned our voting system into a banana republic. To what purpose? Now our mortgage industry is collapsing, housing prices are in free fall, major industries are failing, our banking system is on the verge of collapse, Social Security is nearly bankrupt, as is Medicare, and our entire government. Remember the bankruptcy? Our education system is worse than a joke. She says, I teach college and I know precisely what I'm talking about. The list is staggering in its length, breadth, and depth. It is potentially 1929 times 10. And we are at war with an enemy we cannot name for fear of offending people of the same religion who cannot wait to slit the throats of your children if they have the opportunity to do so. And now we have elected a man no one knows anything about, who has never run so much as a Dairy Queen, let alone a town as big as Wasilla, Alaska, in reference to Sarah Palin. All of his associations and alliances are with real radicals in their chosen fields of employment, and everything we learn about him, drip by drip, is unsettling, if not downright scary. Surely you've heard him speak about his idea to create and fund a mandatory civilian defense force stronger than our military for the use inside our borders. No? Oh, of course. The media would never play that for you over and over and then demand he answer it. Sarah Palin's pregnant daughter and $150,000 wardrobe is much, much more important. Mr. Obama's winning platform can be boiled down to one word: change. Radical change. Why? I've never been so afraid for my country and for my children as I am now. This man campaigned on bringing people together, something he has never, ever done in his professional life. In my assessment, Obama will divide us along philosophical lines, push us apart, and then try to realign the pieces into a new and different power structure. Change is indeed coming. And when it comes, you'll never see the same nation again. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is only the beginning. I thought I'd never be able to experience what the ordinary moral German felt in the mid-1930s. In those times, the savior was a former smooth-talking rabble-rouser from the streets about whom the average German knew next to nothing. Why they did not know that he was associated with groups that shouted, shoved, pushed around people with whom they disagreed. He edged his way into political stage through great oratory and promise. Economic times were tough, people were losing jobs, and he was a great speaker. And he smiled and waved a lot, by the way. And people, even newspapers, were afraid to speak out for fear that his brown shirts would bully them into submission. And then he was duly elected to office with full-throttled economic crisis at hand, being the Great Depression. Slowly but surely, he seized the controls of government, power, department by department, person by person, bureaucracy by bureaucracy. The kids joined a youth movement in his name, and where they were taught what to think. How did he get the people on his side? He did it promising jobs to the jobless, money to the moneyless, and goodies for the military-industrial complex. He did it by indoctrinating the children, advocating gun control, health care for all, better wages, better jobs, and promising to reinstill pride once again in the country, across Europe, and across the world. He did it with a compliant media. Did you know that? And he did this all in the name of justice and change. And the people surely got what they voted for. Read your history books. Many people objected in 1933 and were shouted down, called names, laughed at, and made fun of. When Winston Churchill pointed out the obvious in the late 30s, while seated in the House of Lords in England, he wasn't yet prime minister, he was booed into a seat and called a crazy troublemaker. You know what, though? He was right. We'll take this break. I'll finish this out and give you a few more facts here that are, by the way, as any attorney would say, are undisputed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
There are many other countries and cultures that have done things similarly, but Geller points out Germany. She says, don't forget that Germany was the most educated, cultured country in Europe. It was full of music, art, museums, hospitals, laboratories, and universities. In less than 6 years, a shorter time span than just two terms of a U.S. presidency, it was rounding up its own citizens, killing others, abrogating its laws, turning children against parents, and neighbors against neighbors. All with the best intentions, of course. Well, we know that the road to hell is paved with them. As a practical thinker, one not overly prone to emotional decisions, I have a choice. I can either believe what the objective pieces of evidence tell me, even if they make me cringe with disgust. I can believe what history is shouting to me from across the chasm of seven decades, or I can hope I'm wrong, close my eyes, have another latte, and ignore what is transpiring all around me. Some people scoff, others laugh, or think that I am foolish, naive, or maybe even both. But I have never been afraid to look people in the eye and tell them exactly what I believe and why I believe it. I pray that I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am. In God we trust. Everybody that is, she says, everybody that's on my mailing list is either a senior citizen or getting close or knows somebody that is. Most of you know by now that the Senate version of the stimulus bill includes provisions for extensive rationing of health care for senior citizens. And the reason they did that is to try to chase you into the national health care plan or the Obama plan. The author of this bill, part of this bill, former senator and tax evader Tom Daschle, was credited today by Bloomberg with the following statement. And this is Bloomberg speaking. Daschle says health care reform will not be pain-free. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. If this does not sufficiently raise your ire, just remember that senators and congressmen have their own health care plan that is first dollar or very low copay, which they are guaranteed the remainder of their lives and are not subject to this new law if it passes. Use the power of the Internet, folks, to get this message out. Talk it up with the grassroots people. We have an election coming up in 1 year and 9 months. We have the ability to address and reverse the dangerous direction that the Obama administration and its allies have begun. And so the interim, we can make our voices heard. Let's do it. If you disagree, she says, Pam Geller reminds people, if you don't agree, then don't do anything. The Federal Reserve Bank, a murderous history, question mark, bankers, the world's worst gangsters, a Jesuit professor named Adam Weishaupt, who was retained by the Rothschilds in May 1st of 1776, he completed his plan for world conquest. Oh, not by armies, folks, not by gun or cannon or new death rays or whatever else. No. Through the banking. 1776 to 1790, U.S. independence, free banking. No former central bank. Well, in 1791 to 1811, the first bank of the United States. 1816 to 1836, the second bank of the United States. 1837 to 1862. Free banking era, no formal central bank. But after the war of aggression started on the southern states, a system of national banks, consequence of Lincoln's war, that happened from 1862 to 1913. And then in 1913, a consortium of 12 privately held banks called the Federal Reserve Bank, the largest shareholder of the banks, are the Rothschilds of London. Now, the accomplishments of the Rothschild and fellow banksters is nothing short of astonishing. They have literally got the world to hand them the right to manufacture money out of nothing and then turn around and lend the mammon, back to the world plus usurious interest. Almost single-handedly, the small group of men have dominated the world. However, in their efforts to dominate the world, they have caused extraordinary pain and agony and even potentially the complete destruction of life on Earth. And that's not an understatement. I started to say earlier, and I didn't complete my thought, that when the Banking Act, the Reform Act of 1913 was passed, a little thing by the IRS was created. Neat, nifty little idea. We want some surety here. But it was also a mechanism, ladies and gentlemen, was a mechanism to control the amount of currency in circulation. So if they put too much out, hey, you owe this money and all the interest, so you got to put it back in the kitty. That was their way of controlling, and it worked for a while, controlling the amount of money in circulation. Now, this Federal Reserve is a consortium of 12 private banks, which are not part of the United States government. These private banks purchase paper notes from the U.S. Mint for printing cost and simply enter digital money into their computer, then lend it back, the money plus interest, to the people through member banks. The profits go into the shareholders of the bank's pockets. The U.S. public receives no benefit. The primary owners of the Federal Reserve Bank are Rothschilds of London and Berlin, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Israel Moses Seif of Italy, Kuhn Loeb and Company, the German of Germany and New York, Warburg and Company of Hamburg, Germany, Lehman Brothers of New York, Goldman Sachs of New York, Rockefeller Brothers of New York. All the primary owners are branches of the European establishments. Foreigners, almost entirely Jewish, control the United States money supply. They literally own exclusive rights to the dollar and simply enter dollars into the bank books to make money, which they then lend back to us at profit. For them, money doesn't grow on trees. It is simply a data entry into their accounts. Clearly, the private ownership of the U.S. dollar is by far the greatest crime of the century. The owners of this bank have been responsible for instigating all the major wars and depressions in the last 100 years. They own the bank, they own the dollar, and they own all major media channels, the military-industrial complex, and most politicians, judges, and even cops. Sometimes the bank pays an arbitrary franchise fee to the U.S. government to keep the politicians paid off. The first two private national banking systems lasted for about 20 years before being eliminated. The current Federal Reserve private national bank has lasted nearly 100 years. The producer, Aaron Russo, God rest his soul, the must-see movie America, Freedom to Fascism, when interviewing Congressman Ron Paul, Aaron asked, "So the Federal Reserve is actually an illegal entity functioning within the federal government?" Ron Paul's response was this: "It's illegal. And what we have given to this so-called agency is the authority to counterfeit money. The cost of the system to the U.S. public is hundreds of billions of dollars every year, while holding the nation and its people at a constant state of debt. There have been assassination attempts on every president who attempted to eliminate these private national banks. The privately held Federal Reserve Bank has not once been audited and never pays any income tax on their astonishing income. The bank is supposed to bring stability to the economy. However, almost every major market crash and war can be attributed to the Federal Reserve Bank, including the Great Depression, World War I, World War I Part II, as I call it, Gulf War I and II, and it goes on. In 1913, in exchange for paying for his presidential campaign, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act, handing over the U.S. currency to 12 regional private banks. In 1933, Roosevelt confiscated citizens' gold and handed it to these private banks. And you know what the banks have done, ladies and gentlemen, by printing their fiat currency? They have printed an instrument they call money to do what? Go out there and buy up all the world's gold. What a deal. Geez, if you and I tried to do that, wouldn't we go to jail? These people run entire countries as they run us. Mayor Amschel Rothschild, one of the originators of this great scam, said, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes its laws." In 1773, Rothschild, formerly Bauer, by the way, pulled together 12 other investors to join in his plan to dominate the world. On May 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, retained by Rothschild's, completed their world dominance gain. After the Battle of Waterloo, you've probably heard me speak about this before, his son Nathan Mayer in England deceptively crashed the stock exchange and made a fortune. He sponsored George Peabody, whose business, J.P. Morgan, took over. And there's more to that. I mean, they knew the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo. What he had was his stooges report back to the stock exchange in England that England had actually lost the war and France had won. And it was just helter-skelter, and he was just there. He created the panic, and he was just there buying up pennies on the dollar. Nice people. Real honest. The Rothschilds funded Woodrow Wilson's presidential campaign on condition Wilson passed the Federal Reserve Banking Act. Today, the Rothschilds are the primary owners of the Federal Reserve Bank. They control most of the world, and through the controls of the central bank, have instigated more wars and horror than any family throughout history. Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson was adamantly opposed to the idea of a privately owned federal bank and said this, "I sincerely believe the banking institutions having the issuing power of money are more dangerous to liberty than standing armies. The principle of spending money to be paid by prosperity under the name of funding is but swindling futility on a large scale." If the American people ever allow the banks to control the issuance of their currencies, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. By the way, Jefferson believed the National Bank was unconstitutional because it was unauthorized extension of federal power. Congress, Jefferson argued, possessed only delegated powers which were specifically enumerated in the Constitution. And then we had Alexander Hamilton, kind of a ne'er-do-well president that he was, lobbied for the first privately owned federal bank. Hamilton conceded that the Constitution was silent on banking. However, he asserted that the Congress had the power to tax, to borrow money, and to regulate interstate and foreign commerce, and suggested that Congress could charter a private corporation to assist in carrying out these powers. In 1790, he persuaded Congress to pass the Assumption Act, where the federal government assured states' debts. In 1791, Congress chartered the Bank of the United States. Congress passed the Coinage Act in 1792, which establishes the U.S. Mint. Hamilton resigned as Secretary of Treasury in 1793. It is reported that Hamilton was paid by the Rothschild family for his services. President Andrew Jackson. Now you understand why I chose this guy to be on the face of the coin, the Andy Jackson coin, said regarding the bankers, "The bank is trying to kill me, but I will kill it." Love that Skype. "The bank is trying to kill me, but I will kill it. You are a den of vipers and thieves. I intend to rout you out. And by eternal God, I will rout you out." By the way, that's on the back of that coin. "I sincerely believe the banking institutions having the issuing power of money are more dangerous to liberty than the standing armies." By the way, you want to know why we had the War of 1812? In 1811, Congress refused to renew the charter for the Bank of the United States, and the bank closed. And magically, 1812 to 1815, war breaks out with good old Britain. Gee, I wonder why that happened. Following Lincoln's threat of invasion, if the United States, and you thought, what, the revisionists of history have told you that, well, it was about slavery and Lincoln wanted to end slavery. Following Lincoln's threat of invasion, if states refused to pay the 52% moral tax, M-O-R-R-I-L-L, 10 southern states lawfully secede from the Union between December 1860 and February of 1861. And quoting here from his inaugural address on March 4, 1861, he said, "The power confided to me will not be used to hold, occupy, and possess the property and places belonging to the government, and to collect the duties and impost, but beyond what may be necessary for these objects, there will be no invasion, no using of force against or among the people anywhere." Well, against the advice of his generals in Congress, Lincoln initiated the so-called Civil War in April of 1861. One month after Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated, his inaugural speech, Lincoln promised to do nothing about slavery. And I'm quoting him, "I have no purpose, directly or indirectly, to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so. It was only when Lincoln was losing the war that he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, where he proclaimed that slaves in the nations of the Confederate States were free. To pay for the Civil War, on the 5th of August of 1861, Congress passes the first national income tax, and by the 21st of that month, the first paper currency was issued. The money powers prey upon the nation in times of peace and conspire against it in times of adversity. This is Lincoln speaking. The banking powers are more despotic than the monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. They denounce as public enemies all who question their methods or throw light upon their crimes. By the way, he went to the bankers in New York, said, I need money to wage war on the southern states, which is now seceded, which is threatening the Union. Bankers said, yeah, we'll loan you all the money you need at 25% interest. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Let's go to the phones here. John in Colorado. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi.
You're doing yeoman service. You're probably also keeping yourself out of trouble by reading this other stuff, because these guys really kind of make you angry, don't they?
Well, yeah, and you know, we can't talk about this because we can't be anti-Semitic.
Well, and a whole bunch of other things. List grows by the day.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, I just had a couple of things here. One, thank you. No, it's going to be three then. One, thank you. And another one. It seems like maybe you guys down there might have made the hit parade. I read something today about a riot exercise down there. Now, y'all don't get me wrong. This feller is not trying to start a riot. This is a joke. But Round Rock is some little, you know, I'm not going to say that on the radio, backwater somewhere that, wouldn't you think that Chicago maybe or Detroit? Oh, well.
John, I'm missing something on a riot. What are you talking
some
about?
Some kind of an exercise. I got to see if I can even pull it up here. It was off of one of Jones's sites, and he's usually pretty good on this stuff. He just grabs the stuff that or somebody finds it and et cetera, and it shows up there. And something about Round Rock, Texas, and a riot exercise. And if you check your local media, you ought to be able to find it. This is another of those exercises, you know.
Oh, well, you know, being busy here at the network, and I was out cruising around earlier, I saw nothing of any exercise.
Oh, no, I don't know what day. It's mostly a joke, right? Because, no, you're not trying to start a riot. But then, where the heck is Round Rock?
12 miles north of Austin, Texas.
And why are these people picking on them?
Well, we're in the Trans-Texas Corridor. We're on IH-35.
Yeah.
Here.
You know? No, actually, those are kind of rhetorical. I'm a little too familiar with certain of the answers to that.
All right.
There was one other thing here, and it's hilarious, and it's just grabbed from context. Let's see here. Regarding Mr. Cheney, there's a man named Lopez. It's on Four Winds. And this is just a tiny excerpt. Dick Cheney had to put his tie on again yesterday to work the talk shows. Rather than relaxing like a proper ex-VP at fishing and accidentally shooting his friends in the face.
Our wonderful Dick Cheney. By the way, the Blackwater contract has been extended for Iraq.
Oh, and the whole thing. Did you see? They changed their name, and they still want to work in Iraq. And I think there's some Iraqis who really aren't that happy about that. These guys are running on a real short fuse, Guy.
Well, and we gotta be careful. And they will be using private mercenaries in this country if need be. Thanks for your call. Lester in Ohio. Hello, Lester.
How are you doing tonight there, John?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, America. See, I tried calling Historical Society tonight, right? And tried talking to them about American history. And I got a real rude reply. I mean, they even threatened to call the cops on me.
Well, what did you suggest to them? We got less than 30 seconds before the break. What did you suggest to them?
I suggested that I tried to talk to them about American history. And they threatened to call the cops on me, so I talk to my sheriff all the time. So I called my sheriff and let him know that, you know, they cussed me, and they literally said, you know, whatever, F you, you know.
Really? Well, I think their funding should be pooled for being potty mouths. Hey, I got to go to break, Lester. Thanks for your call. Folks, we've always said, support the network, support the advertisers. They're the people that make things go. We'll explain further into the next hour, but stay with me. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And by the way, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top of the page, you can click on the images for larger pictures. It's the Jackson coin. I love it. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.